Russia has a reputation for being a land of bureaucracy, but lately red tape has taken on a whole new meaning there, at least for foreign workers. It's because of a 4-year-old law that's just now being enforced. Jessica Gallagher has the story.
The line at the Central Migration Office in Moscow is nearly out the door. Most foreign workers accept the fact that they have to jump through some hoops to maintain their legal status here. But now there's a new one. They have to get their college diplomas authenticated in the country where they receive them or risk losing their jobs. Robert Zellner is from Germany. He's worked for an international hotel chain in Moscow for nearly 3 years.
Now, all of a sudden, I have to fly to the United States where I went to college and get my diploma stamped and double-stamped in order to keep my own job. And who's going to pay for this?
Zellner needs to get the State Department to issue an official stamp known as an apostille, and he's clearly not happy about it.
I was given very little notice that I needed to get this stupid stamp. I mean, I just can't leave the country and do a stamp run, but I could lose my job if they don't give me enough time.
Getting the stamp on your diploma can take up to 8 weeks, but Zellner says he was only given a month's notice. Scotland native Ewan Crawford says for him, it was more like 2 weeks. He's an executive at a Moscow accounting firm.
It got to the point where the office was considering buying me a degree from a university in the East Coast of Russia because it was going to be cheaper than getting my degree certificate to the notary and then getting it postulated and then getting it to Russia.
Observers say it's all part of a trend in Russia to make it harder for foreigners to live and work here. Masha Lipman is a political analyst with the Carnegie Center, a think tank in Moscow.
These recent hurdles have to do with the historic traditional Russian xenophobia. Suspicion of people from abroad coming to Russia, doing something in Russia. This, of course, has a lot to do with the Soviet experience, a closed country which people could not leave freely and couldn't enter freely either.
But right after the Soviet Union collapsed, things seemed to change, says Allison Gill of Moscow's Office of Human Rights Watch.
There was a time in the early 90s when foreign expertise was really sought out, particularly in business and consulting and in finance. Then as the Russian economy got more on its feet and Russia resurged in all kinds of ways, I think the pendulum swung the other way.
Hotel employee Robert Zellner says his Russian boss regularly reminds him that she'd rather work with other Russians.
I can't tell how many times I've been told that Russia is for Russians and that we're taking their jobs. They don't really want us.
Officials here have said they're not trying to harass foreign workers. They just want expats to prove they're qualified for their jobs. Still, there is some suggestion officials may be adopting a more welcoming attitude. President Dmitry Medvedev recently encouraged authorities to be more hospitable to foreign workers. And he hinted at easing visa regulations. But American expat Sarah Martin says she isn't holding her breath.
I've been here a while, and I like it here, and in order to live here contentedly, there are a lot of things you just have to accept. I mean, that's what I signed up for.
For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.